Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome to MicroZen, a little pocket of peace in your busy day. Today, we're diving into something powerful, something that can feel like a raging fire inside, but also a source of immense energy. Anger. It's a primal emotion woven into the fabric of our being. But how we handle it, how we choose to express it, that's what truly matters. Because when anger isn't understood, managed, and channeled healthily, it can turn destructive, burning bridges instead of igniting passion. Think about it. What's one situation that tends to trigger anger within you? Is it a frustrating traffic jam, someone interrupting your flow, or perhaps a perceived injustice? We all have our buttons, our triggers that set off this internal alarm system. But here's the key. Recognizing these triggers isn't about blame, it's about empowerment. It's about becoming aware of the patterns, the threads that weave together your experience of anger. When you understand what sets you off, you can start to choose a different response instead of reacting impulsively. Imagine this. You're driving down the road, and suddenly the car in front slams on their brakes, cutting you off. Your heart races, your fists clench, and that familiar anger starts to bubble up. But instead of letting it take over, you take a deep breath. You acknowledge the frustration, the sense of injustice, but then you choose a different path. You let go of the need to react offensively to blame the other driver. Instead, you focus on your own breath, your own space within the vehicle. You remind yourself that this moment is temporary and it doesn't have to define your entire day. That's the beauty of understanding anger. It gives you a choice. It empowers you to step back from the heat of the moment and respond with intention instead of reacting out of habit. So today, let's explore some practical tools to manage anger healthily. First, practice mindfulness. When you feel anger rising, pause. Take 3 deep breaths, feeling the air enter your lungs, expanding your chest, and then releasing slowly. Focus on the sensations in your body, the tightness in your shoulders, the quickening of your pulse. Notice these feelings without judgment, simply acknowledging their presence. Next, try reframing your thoughts. When anger takes hold, our minds often jump to negative assumptions or interpretations. They did this on purpose. This is so unfair. I can't believe they treated me like that. Challenge those thoughts with a more balanced perspective. Ask yourself, is there another way to interpret the situation? Could there be misunderstandings or underlying reasons for the other person's actions? Third, communicate assertively, not aggressively. When you feel anger building, express your feelings clearly and respectfully. Use a statement instead of blaming language. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me angry," try saying, "I feel frustrated when this happens." This helps to create a space for open communication and understanding. Now, let's take a moment together. Just close your eyes for a few seconds and imagine yourself in a peaceful setting. It could be a quiet forest, a serene beach, or even your own cozy bedroom. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin, the gentle breeze rustling through the trees, the sound of waves crashing softly against the shore. Allow this image to fill you with a sense of calm and tranquility. As you breathe in, visualize peace flowing into your body, releasing any tension or stress. And remember, anger isn't your enemy, it's simply an emotion that needs to be understood, managed, and channeled constructively. It can be a powerful force for change, motivating you to speak your truth, set boundaries, and fight for what you believe in. But when it's allowed to control you, it becomes destructive. So today, step into the power of understanding your anger. Recognize its triggers, choose your responses wisely, and remember that peace is always within reach. As you go about your day, carry with you this simple mantra. I choose calmness, I choose clarity, I choose to respond with intention. And remember, you've got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.